Got your Bibles this morning, turn with me. Job chapter number 35. Psalms 137. Habakkuk chapter number 3. Psalms chapter 137, Habakkuk chapter number 3. Job, first of all, Job chapter number 35. You know how I find Job? I go to Psalms and back up. You don't know how to do that, do you? If you find a backup, if you just go back to, it's not, you know, close the Old Testament in and back up to get back to a backup. Just want to read one verse in Job chapter number 35, verse number 10. But none saith, where's God, my maker, who giveth songs in the night? When you go into a night time in your life, God can give you a song. Psalm 137, verse number 1 says, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept, when we remembered Zion. We hanged our hearts upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. They that wasted us required us a mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. They said, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? They'd hung their harps up. Notice what he said in Habakkuk chapter number 3. Habakkuk chapter number 3, verse number 16 through 19 simply says this. When I heard, my belly trembled, my lips quivered. At the voice, rottenness entered my bones, and I trembled in myself, that I might rest in the day of trouble. When he cometh upon the people, he will invade them with his troops. Habakkuk says in verse 17, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vine, the labor of the olives shall fail, the fields shall yield no meat. The flocks shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord, I will joy in the God of my, what? Salvation. The Lord God's my strength. He will make my feet like hinds' feet. He will make me to walk upon mine high places, among high places. To the chief singer on my stringed instruments. What did he say in Job 35:10? Where's God, my maker, who giveth songs in the night? Would you pray with us? Our Father, we're thankful for the opportunity, being just able to read your precious word. Thank you, Father, for the hope we have, for the courage and strength that you've given us day by day to walk in your word, to walk in the light of your blessed spirit. And Father, you said, our Father, you'd never leave us or forsake us. And God, you said, even the darkest hour we go through with, we can still rest and in our troubles and trials of this life, knowing that you're still God, on the throne, ruling and reigning, not only there, but also here, in amongst our midst. Bless now this time together here this morning. Hide us behind the cross of Calvary. Speak to each and every heart, that you may be glorified, saints may be edified, and sinners may be saved. Oh, thank you, God, for your marvelous mercy and grace. Have your way now, our Father, we pray, and we'll ever thank you and praise you. We stand, our Father, dependence upon thee this morning. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Thank God, where's God? He's where he's always been. He's still on the throne. Thank God, and still got all power, both in heaven, and thank God he's got it somewhere else. That's in the earth. He's here this morning to help us. He's here this morning to strengthen us. He's still God, and he always will be, and always has been. But he said, where is the God my maker, who giveth songs in the night? And I want to thank God this morning that you can have a song in the darkest hour of your night, when you're going through the most trouble that you'll ever go in their nights. We have nights, so naturally speaking, this earth, there comes a nighttime. And also, I want to tell you something. If you live for God, you're going to have to go through some nights. You're going to have to go through some troubles. You've got to go through some trials and afflictions and persecutions and on and on. They did during the apostles' time. They did during the prophets' time. If you go back and study the prophets in the Old Testament time, you'll find Jeremiah and all the rest of them. They went through the fire. And Jeremiah even said one time, I'm going to quit. But he couldn't quit. The word of God was burning in his bones like fire. And God had a message for him, had a message for the people, and he kept him going on. And God do the same for you. He can do the same for me. He's still God. He hadn't changed a bit. His old saying is, he hadn't changed a lick. He's still the same. Yesterday, Hebrews 13:8 said, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and how long? Forever. Yes, he is. Forevermore, he's still the same. So listen, whatever darkness, whatever trial that you're going through, God is still there to help you. He gives songs in the night. I'm glad that he does. I tell you what, we've been listening to something I've been hearing for a good while. Brother Larry, I've been listening to Bob White. You've been hearing him. Yeah. Whistling, I got where I can whistle like him. A little bit. But you know what? I saw two come across the yard yesterday. Went on in the neighbor's yard. And I heard two more down that way. You know what? God gives songs. I've been watching the birds. I never took time to do that, but I have had a little extra time, and therefore I've been watching the birds. I've seen the pretty red birds. I've seen the mocking birds. I've seen the cat birds. I've seen the sparrows and all the rest of them. But I'm telling you something. God, listen, I'll bring them where you are to sing you a song. Yes, he will. Amen. And so God will give you a song in the night. I'm glad that he will. First of all, I want to look at this verse just a little bit. Listen, who is it? Listen, it gives a song. The Bible said it's God. Now, I can't give you a song, can't even give my own self one. But you know what? God can. He said, the Lord, our maker, he's the one that giveth the song. He's the author. He's the source. He's the source and the author to give those songs. And I'll tell you something, he's got plenty of songs he can give you. I'll tell you what. Listen, you try to get somebody down and out and discouraged. That's one thing I said to myself when I was down. I said, I got to fight my way out of here, and it's going to take God to help me to get out of here. It's going to take God to help me getting back on my feet. I said the first time he tried to help me get up, I said, this is useless. There's no help. Couldn't get my hand to my mouth. But I want to tell you something. God came in my soul, and God was already there, but he came and encouraged me, and he said, I'm going to tell you something. In the darkest of your night, I'm going to tell you, I want to give you a song. And he did, thank God. And he said, don't complain, don't mumble and grumble, but he said, I'm giving you a song in the night. And I'm going to tell you something. That's what's got me through. It's God, and he's given me a song to sing about. Glory to God. You know what he started? He's the author. He's the only one that can give you a song. Glory to God. He can put it in your heart. You can try to get some of us. I begin to think about God, begin to put in my soul. Listen, the promises of God. Yes, he did. And the privileges of God. All the things that God had promised. I got to thinking about the loving kindness of God. How he said that his faithfulness can fail not. And his compassions fail not. And they renewed how often? Every morning. God renew them to you. I'm telling you, He will. He'll strengthen you. He'll give you courage. He'll give you grace. And He'll give you strength. And God said, I'll give you a song. He's the author and the source of it. I'm telling you, if you begin to think about the promises of God and let God put those promises down deep in your soul and the privileges that God has given us as a Christian, I'm thinking about the past, the present, and the future. I think about the past before the world was formed. God put a song in my heart, Brother Billy. He said, I want to tell you something. Before the world ever formed the world, I had you in mind. I said, glory to God, what a wonderful Savior. You think about it. And God had us in mind. You said He did. Yeah. He said before the foundation of the world, He chose us in Christ. What a song of my soul. He got a hold of us and chose us before the foundation of the world. God, listen, knew what He was going to do. Somebody said, well, old devil pulled a trick on the Lord. No, He didn't. He had everything done lined out before the devil ever did what he did. He couldn't have done it, but even God hadn't given permission. But I want to tell you something. God, in His sovereign mercy, ever puts a song in your heart about the past, eternity of God, how that God has redeemed us, His eternal redemption, His eternal covenant that He's made with us. What a Savior. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mr. Nestor talking about that dancing a while ago. I've been asking people if I've been able to dance yet. I said no. But a while ago it hit me. I said, well, if I got in the spirit, I think I could. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's still God. And He's made a way for us. He's made provision for us. Listen, there's nothing more like a song to know that God loved me. You know, you said, I love the Lord. I'll tell you why you love Him. Because He first loved you. And He gave Himself for you on the cross of Calvary. And He put a song in your soul and a song in your heart. Thank God He did. What life. What joy. What peace. There ain't nothing like it. Nothing. Glory to God. I can remember being in intensive care, still under the breathing machine. Life support, if you want to call it that, whatever it is. But I can still remember then, and looking around wondering, almost puzzled, wondering where you are. Seeing the lights. And then when you see people come in looking at you, and you can't respond back to them. But all that time, I still felt His presence. Never a time I ever felt like He forsook me. Because He didn't. You know why? Because He said He wouldn't. Said He'd never leave us or forsake us. He'd stay with us. He's God. He sure is. So God gives songs in the night. What have you been singing about? Just what I've been talking about. I've been singing songs about how He loved me. He gave me a song how He called me, chose me. And oh, hallelujah. All His love that He's shown toward me. He loved me so much He went to Calvary. Died on the cruel cross. Oh, thank God. He took my sins. You know what happened? You know what really happened? God took my sins and laid Him on Christ. And you know what He did then? He took Christ's righteousness and laid Him on me. You say you think He's righteous? No, mine's filthy rags, but I sure like His. When I get there, He ain't going to say, you get there and ask Him, why do you think He deserved to come in? Don't go to rumbling off nothing you've ever done or ever thought to do. Me neither. Christ is our life. He's my hope. He's my life. He's my all. Oh, we got something to sing about. Sure do. You know, did you ever walk anywhere at night, go anywhere by yourself, and darkness all around you, and You'd almost want to make some kind of racket, wouldn't you? Whistle or something. Sing. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. God will give you a song. He said, I can't sing. Well, I tell you what, you make a joyful noise. He can. What did Habakkuk say? Habakkuk said, although the fig trees, nothing on them. No herd in the stalls, no meat in the field, nothing going on. But he said, I'm still going to rejoice in God. You see, it not depends on. We can't just rejoice when we feel good. We can't just rejoice everything going okay. But when it's not going okay, God can still give you a song. He's the author of it. He's the source of it. Amen. He's the one can give you a song. You can sing about the past works he's done for you. You can sing about the present that he's doing for you right now. You sure can. Every one of us here this morning got so much to be thankful for. Don't we? We sure do. We sure do. You got a song? Sometimes we'll ask somebody, say, you got a song today? Well, you might not have one to get up here and sing. But God give us a song. We can sing. What is it? I heard it one time. Maybe y'all can help me on that. All birds can sing except which one? Buzzard. Thank you. That's what I was thinking. He can't sing. You know what they're here for? They got their purpose. They hear it eat dead stuff. We used to call it corn. Yeah. That's what it is. All right. They don't sing. The Holy Ghost. You know why a lot of times people can't sing? Eating on wrong food. I tell you what you do. You go to eating on the Word of God. Feasting on it. You might not even carry a tune, as old saying is, in a bucket. But I'll tell you what you'll do. You'll have a song on your heart. Yes. Amen. Amen. And God give it to you, and you'll need it too. I guarantee you're going to need it. We've had some of you lost loved ones recently. I thought that Dwight was gone. I lay on my pillar weeping that. Thought to myself, I'd never. Devil said, you'll never have another song or a joyful day. But you know what? God said the devil's a liar. And he is. You know what God did? He came to me and gave me another song. Thank God for it. I'm going to tell you something. Every one of you here this morning, you've lost a loved one. Been through the dearest thing to your heart's been taken away from me. God's still there. And he wants to give you that song. I've had to have it more than one time. He is still there. He'll give it to you. He's the author of it. He's the maker of it. He made us. He created us. And he knows how to give us a song in the darkest hour that we can sing praises unto him. Yes, yes he can. He's the author of it, the finisher of it. What he did in the past, we can sing about. We can sing about the present, how he's blessing us now. Then briefly, I want to say something about the future. Woo! We can sing about the future. You say, oh, future looked dark. May around him. But I want to tell you something. It don't look dark if you're looking up. He's coming. He's coming. And as sure as he got out of the grave, the loved one's going to get out of the grave. And as sure as he got out of the grave, we're going to be changed in the moment of a twinkling of an eye. And God's going to give us a new body. I looked at my big toe the other day and thought, well, it looked like it might be getting a little longer. Probably not, but it looked like it. But you know what he said to me? Hey, well, I see it. One day, trade off his old body for a new one. No more pain, no more sorrow. You don't think that make me want to sing?
Yeah.
It does. Oh, glory to God. Won't be no more pain, no more sorrow, no more sickness. God give us a song in the night. We begin to think about the future. He's coming. He's coming soon, thank God. Either one of these days, we're going one t'other the ways. The psalmist said, Lord, make me know my end, the measure of my days. He said something else, that I may know how frail I am. You know, we're not immortals yet. We're still mortal. And that's why we need help. That's why we need God to give us a song that we can sing. Hallelujah. In the night. You know why we need to sing in the night? First of all, it encourages us. It encourages you. It strengthens you. Secondly, we need to be able to sing in the night for those around about us, just watching and looking. God gave me grace and strength. I tried to be. I went back by the nurse home to see my neighbor. Went to get my blood work done. Anyway, also I went back and I saw some of the ones that helped me get on my feet. And I was thanking them for their help. You know what one of them said? Well, thank you for being a good patient. Well, I'm glad you didn't say you was mean and evil and ornery. And I tried not to be. But you know what? If we got a song in the night, it might be while we're in the hospital. It might be while we're in the rehab. But it'll have effect on somebody. It'll be a testimony to somebody. And my prayer is, God, I want to be singing. Lord, I want joy. This unspeakable and full of glory. I want peace that passeth all understanding. I want your glory and your grace to rest upon us for the glory of God. Lord, put a song in our heart. Joy in our soul. Hallelujah. So we can thank Him. We can sing. Talking to Brother Andrew this week, I told you Wednesday night, I talked to him about an hour. You know what he keeps telling me? He loves to come and preach a word here and loves to come and join in our singing. Amen. He told me it's a good thing I was sitting up here, because if I was sitting back here, I might be blowing out over some of y'all. But he said he'd like to hear me sing. I said, well, I can't sing, really. He said, well, you can. But anyway, he was telling me, but I was sitting in a good place up here where I wouldn't drown y'all out is what he was saying. I love making a joyful noise. God give you a song. He will. Darkest hour. When it seemed like there's no hope. No help. You remember what happened to him when he was on that ship, don't you? Acts 27:28, long there. All hope was gone that they should be saved. That they thought. They thought it was. But you know what happened? An angel of God. Paul said, "Whose I am and whom I serve," came to him. Said, "Paul, I'll tell you something. Ain't nobody going to lose their life." And you know what? They didn't. Some swam out and some floated out on boards when the ship got torn apart. So I want to say this morning, the ship may get torn apart, but God's still there with you. Your life may be torn and tearing in pieces, seem like your heart's tearing apart. But thank God there's still hope. And there's still healing in our blessed Lord. It may not look like it. It may have to be like Habakkuk was. Everything looked bad. But I'm going to still rejoice in God. Amen. Let's don't hang our hearts up on the willows. Let's trust the Lord. He's still able to save. He'll help you as a believer. And I'm going to tell you, He'll help you if you don't know Him. He's still God. And God will let us walk through some valleys, some dark places, and some nights. But He'll be with us. And He'll give us a song. Thank God I can testify that He can. Amen. So I want to sing for the glory of God. Would you stand with me this morning?